Welcome back. Now we're on chapter 6. We're getting to the fun stuff now. This chapter is called Activating Events. You know, last chapter we talked a little bit about those wounds from the past and the things that kick those into action today. We call those activating events. So what does first aid have to do with relationships? The truth is everyone has some healing to do. Usually those areas of healing can be identified by a strong emotional reaction by you or your partner. So in this chapter, we're going to dig into the source of these reactions and look for ways to heal. This can go a long way in deepening the understanding of yourself as well as building intimacy between you and your partner. Getting to the source of problems can make life a lot easier. Take this story. Once upon a time, there was a curious congressman who worked in Washington, D.C. He lived in the suburbs, and every day he took the train into the city to work. During his ride, he enjoyed looking out the windows and watching the changing scenery around Washington. Every year, he noticed scaffolding would be set up around the Lincoln Memorial. Because he was curious, he wondered why the workers went through so much pain every year to do this exercise. He decided to make a few calls. What he found was every year the statue had to be cleaned. Over the year, birds would come into the memorial and leave their droppings all over the marble. Over time, the droppings would degrade the statue if it wasn't cleaned up. Now, that might seem like a satisfactory answer, but remember, our guy is curious. He started to explore why there were birds around the memorial in the first place. The answer was they came to eat the spiders. Well, that made sense, but he wasn't satisfied still. He asked, "Why are there so many spiders here?" The answer was because they come to eat the moths. Of course, he questioned further to find out why the moths were there. Well, the moths were drawn to the lights that burned inside the Lincoln Memorial. So how can you solve the problem of moths? If you take the time to study moth behavior, you will find that moths swarm at dusk every night. But once they've swarmed where they swarm, they will stay there. Our curious congressman suggested that the lights be left off for 1 hour following dusk, allowing the moths to complete their swarming somewhere else. And voila, all the problems were resolved by adequately getting to the source of the problem, which seemed unrelated. You need to have the same sense of unrelenting curiosity when it comes to self-discovery and getting to the source of your issues in relationships. Most of you are free to choose your partners, and you have a subconscious tendency to select someone who fits you. You often feel your selected partner is a perfect match, and they are, but not necessarily in the way you think. You may have a lot in common with your partner and feel that's where the attraction lies, but your partner is also perfectly suited to help you heal. Everyone comes through childhood carrying some wounds. During childhood and as a young adult, your brain is forming and absorbing massive amounts of information. Your primal brain is busily recording behavior tracks for use in response to events later on in your life. The problem is, sometimes your learning is right for one event, but inappropriate for others. Take post-traumatic stress disorder as an extreme example. A soldier in a war zone learns a loud noise means danger and responds by hitting the ground to protect himself. That's appropriate learning as long as he's in an active war situation. When he returns home and hears a loud noise, responding in the same way is automatic, but it's also inappropriate in a peaceful hometown. Like this example, when you experience an activating event, your response is intended to keep you safe. Remember, your primal brain's job is to keep you safe. It takes over when danger of any kind is detected. It says, "Hey, I know what to do. Don't bother thinking about this. I have an automatic and subconscious response all ready to go." You have millions of these behavior tracks that tell you how to respond to the world. I did mention first aid. Part of the responsibility of being in a relationship is to help heal each other's wounds. That means you're going to have to touch each other's wounded places. Just like having a physical wound cleaned and dressed, it's not very comfortable. In truth, though, the activation today creates only 10% of our pain. 90% is tied to our old wound. The result is you have a strong emotional reaction. Your partner activates those wounded places in you, and you respond in a way that reflects all the depth of the pain you carry. Likewise, their response to you is connected to a wound they carry. If you want to heal the source, any situation evoking a strong reaction is worth examining. All of these powerful influences act on you and your relationship. It happens with little or no awareness. It's our primal brain keeping us safe. Your growth requires knowing where those wounded places are and taking responsibility for healing your own wounds. Ideally, your partner is willing to help with the healing, but it's not an absolute necessity. To identify those wounded places, you have to travel back in time. Go to the worksheet for this chapter that's included in your package. You have two columns, one labeled mother and one labeled father. Think about your parents or your parent figures. In the first section, identify five positive qualities for each your mother and your father. If you feel there weren't many positives, then look for the least offensive qualities. These might be things like provided for my needs, hardworking, always there, listen to me, help me make things, etc. Once you have that list of 10, five for mom and five for dad, go back and circle the three qualities that seem the most important to you. These are likely the positive qualities you've looked for in a partner, whether you realized it or not. Now move to the second section on the worksheet. This time, list the negative traits you recall about your mother and your father. Get five negative traits for each of them also. These might be things like left home when I was 10, negated my feelings, spent too much money, hit my mom, etc. When you've got 10, go through those and circle the three worst qualities to you. These will be the ones that you feel impacted you the most. Unbeknownst to you, you have also selected a partner that in some ways represents these negative traits. You can't avoid it. Someone with that combination of traits just feels like home to you. Are you horrified? Stay with me. And take those three worst traits you selected and put them in the chart in section 3 on your worksheet. As a child, what experiences do you remember when those negative traits were demonstrated? List those in the example column. For each of those examples, what as a child do you remember feeling? Did you feel alone, scared, angry? List that in the What I Felt column. When you felt those things, what did you do? How did you behave? Did you go and hide in your room? Try harder to be perfect? Shut down, get enraged, and scream? List those behaviors in the What I Did column. This is how your inexperienced brain decided to handle these types of situations. Your primal brain, remember, it's in charge of safety, adopted what it saw as the safest, most effective way to manage things. It recorded a behavior track to help you out, so when you had an activating event later on, it could automatically kick in. So it's nice to know that your brain is working exactly like it's supposed to. Now, look back at your childhood protective behavior. That's the last column in section 3. Do you see yourself using those same defenses now? At those moments, you can be sure that one of your wounds is being activated. While these behaviors protected you in the past, they are usually ineffective in your adult relationships. You intend to get your needs met with these behaviors, but are actually sabotaging those efforts. Let's illustrate. One of the negative qualities from my father was fiscal irresponsibility. He spent money frivolously, often putting the family in financial jeopardy. It created major upset at home. When those arguments happened, I'd feel afraid. I got angry and felt powerless. How I behaved was clamming up and giving him the silent treatment. As an adult, when my partner spent large sums of money, even on worthwhile things, it was an activating event for me. I responded by feeling scared and at risk. What I did was shut down and stew silently. What I really wanted from my partner was agreement that we needed to maintain a certain level of savings for me to feel safe. My behavior ensured that that wasn't going to happen. How can my partner agree to anything when I'm shutting down, avoiding, and being powerless? Realizing your wound is the first step in self-growth. Once you know this, you can't unknow it. When you've been activated, take some time to go through Section C on the worksheet. Find where you imagine that wound originated. Don't let yourself get by with saying, "I don't know." When I work with people in my office, I say, "You might not know, but what do you think?" Chances are, if you allow something to come up, you'll get close to the source. Spend some time with it. Another note on this is you may have multiple sources of that have strengthened a belief system over time. But you can work through this with each one of those if you like. The recap. Number one, you have to get to the source of problems to heal. Number two, you chose your partner because they were ideally suited to help you heal. Number three, everyone has subconscious behavior tracks that are established in childhood. Number four, the learning from childhood is sometimes inappropriate for adult relationships. Number five, the first step in addressing this is looking into childhood behavior patterns that continue. Practice time. Do the worksheet for this chapter as described above. Try to identify current day situations where your protective behaviors parallel those childhood behaviors. This would be a good time to pull out the worksheet from a few days ago where you identified situations that you had a strong emotional reaction to. There is a warning for this chapter. This may be very uncomfortable for you. Walk away from the exercise if you need to, but come back later. Share what you learn with someone that you can trust. If you get stuck, you can send me an email at allison@allisonvelez.com. If you're in the membership program, come on over to the forum and we can talk it out. Thanks, and get ready for the next chapter.